Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now, turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
Alrighty, as promised, this is Dan. I have Mary Jarvie on the phone with me. I take it you stay at home today.
Yes, I am. Working from home today.
Good idea.
Yeah.
But how appropriate. Winterfest is coming up.
Yes, it is. It's coming Saturday, December 3rd at the Haskell Ag Lab.
All right. So let's see. I guess the forecast for the weekend looks, it's going to be chilly, but no more snow, so I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, I think we should be all fine. I think I looked yesterday, it looks like 30 degrees, but no precip, so
right.
We'll be fine.
Okay. And, well, we'll start with the one thing you had, did extend the registration deadline for the wreath workshop. That was one thing that was maybe one little change. So you can still register for that, right?
Yes, you can register through today for that. We have a few spots available yet for the wreath workshop. So if you're interested in the wreath making workshop, Christina Driver from Laurel Floral will be conducting that. So you can register through today. You can call 402-584-2261. I am not there today, but just leave a message and I'll get your name when I get back in tomorrow.
All right. And that is $25 for each wreath you want to make.
Yes, $25 per wreath.
All right.
The other activities are free.
Everything else is free. So, mm-hmm. And there's plenty of other things going on, too. It's for all ages, right?
It is for all ages. We will have lots of activities for kids, some games, some crafts using pine cones, another craft doing something with animal tracks. Angela Apps is conducting that part. We've got a great committee putting this together. So kids are welcome to come. The only thing we are requesting that an adult be on the site with their kids. It's in case of any emergency or anything.
Right. So don't just come drop your kids off. Stay
right,
with them.
Right. Right. Stay there and the adults can enjoy the other activities that going on.
Well, why don't we mention some of the adult-related activities?
Well, we have a wildlife and living snow fence presentation going on. Our forester, Anna, will be conducting that part. And that will be very interesting. And then we have some winter preparedness tips, and that will be conducted by Kim Behrens, an extension educator. She will be doing a version for the adults, but then she will also be doing something for the kids on winter safety also. So,
all right. And I see we're having snacks too.
Yes, we are. I won't reveal what those are, but they're going to be really good. So,
and those are free too?
Yep, those are all free.
All right. Can't beat the price.
No. Like I say, kids can come, and we have a special visitor. I'm sure you can guess who that might be coming at about 11:15 that morning to chat with the kids so they can get that special person their wish list.
Now, who would want to chat with kids this time of year? Who might that be?
I don't know. I'm thinking somebody in a red suit, maybe.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
All right. Again, this is all at the Haskell Ag Lab this Saturday in the hours 9 a.m. till noon. Is that right?
Right. Yes, 9 a.m. to noon, and it'll be a great activity. It was a wonderful, successful event last year, and we've decided to do it again this year and kind of make it an annual event. So we are looking forward to people coming out and getting in the holiday spirit on Saturday.
All right. And if you can't spend the whole time, I'm sure that's okay. You can leave whenever
you
need to.
That is okay. And if you just want to bring kids to have those activities and you don't want to make a wreath, you can do that too. Just bring and your kids and stay there and let the kids enjoy those activities. And yes, you do not have to be there the entire time.
All right. Well, there's some
but we encourage you to come and listen to the presentations also, because those are really going to be fun and interesting.
So. Interesting, and also is the information you'll need.
Yes, yes. Definitely.
Quite likely.
Yes.
All right. Well, we have some other things coming up, too, besides that. You want to talk about a couple of the other things?
Yes, we have a solar workshop coming up on Tuesday, December 13th from 6 to 8 p.m. That is conducted by John Hay. He has done a lot with solar. The registration fee for that is only $10. And so if you're interested in that, there is a... You can call us at 402-584-2261, or there is a, on our website, hal.unl.edu, there is an article about that and a registration link on that.
And that's, again, December 13th in the evening.
Yes, from 6 to 8 p.m.
All right. Is there a deadline to register for that?
No, I don't believe there is.
Okay. So the... interested in the solar workshop, something you might want to check out.
It's, and that would also be the same day as our coffee and conversation that morning at 9 a.m. So come on out that morning.
Same day, and that's what you do, the coffee and conversations, of course, on a regular basis. That's a monthly thing,
yes,
right?
That's a monthly thing. That is the second Tuesday of every month.
And this particular month, it would be the 13th.
Yes, it would be the 13th.
That starts at 9 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You also feed people with that, too, I think.
We do.
You're good at keeping people happy.
we like to keep people happy, and, you know, food always helps. So.
All right. Anything else special going on at the Haskell Ag Lab these days? Any new personnel on site?
Well, we have a new, he works a lot with the FFA groups and ag education teachers. His name is Monty Larson. He's been a great asset. I know he has met a lot of the FFA instructors in this area, and he has a pretty much northeast, north central Nebraska that he covers, but it's good to have him in that role.
Yes, of course, they do have the extension office there as well, the Haskell Ag Lab. Of course, there's various extension offices around the area, and always things going on with the 4-H kids.
Yeah, there's always activities for the 4-H kids, and the Dixon County Extension Office is at the Haskell Ag Lab also. And so, you know, they have some activities going on as well. I'm not sure what they have going on this month. Usually December's a little slower since there's a lot of other activities with the holidays going on.
Yes, of course, Haskell Ag Lab is a research facility. Always interesting things going on always there at Haskell Ag Lab. Any specific things going on right now you might want to give us a little hint about?
Right now, it's just kind of a harvest. Harvest is done, and beans and corn are out and being sold. So just kind of a downtime, keeping winterizing everything, getting ready for winter and all the winter programs, because winter also starting in... Oh, January, February, we have a lot of those pesticide trainings, too, and chemigation trainings, and then some land app trainings also. So I don't have the dates for those in front of me, but those will be coming up as usual for those that need to renew their pesticide or chemigation licenses and such.
All right. If anybody has any questions, they can call you. And what's the website again?
Our website is hal.unl.edu.
And the number there at Haskell Ag Lab?
402-584-2261.
All right. Give them a call anytime. And again, it's Winterfest this Saturday. You don't want to miss Winterfest. All ages are welcome, 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Any final words before I let you go, Mary?
No. Come on out and enjoy the day on Saturday. We look forward to having everyone come, adults and youth of all ages. So come on out and enjoy the morning.
All right. Thank you, Mary.
Good Saturday. All right. Thanks, Dan.
Mary Jarvie from Haskell Ag Lab in Concord. Again, our guest today on The View from Wayne America.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View.